WND now takes great pleasure in presenting a conversation between the head of Notre Dame's Medieval Institute, the Reverend Gerald Phelan, and the eminent philosopher, Monsieur Jacques Maritain. We should like publicly to thank Father Phelan for his efforts to help us secure the future for our listeners. The questions which Monsieur Maritain will discuss have been drawn up by a number of the students and are of general interest. We now present Father Phelan.
Jacques, some of the young men on the campus are curious to know whether you care to express an opinion, a general opinion, on the American students as such.
I esteem and like very much the American students, and I have high appreciation for him. I love the freshness, the goodwill, the genuine desire for knowledge, the natural intelligence and modesty, absence of cynicism, which I find in most of the American students. Now, if it comes to the less favorable aspect, I would say that perhaps there is in them too much docility. And it seems to me that they practice a little too much the maxim, take it easy. And of course, for the French students, it is a kind of duty to antagonize their professors, their teachers. I would not wish the same attitude from the American students. But I would wish more critical mind and more foresight.
Well, do you think there is any particular great contribution that scholastic philosophy, such as you've been defending it all your life, can make to the present day thought in America?
What we call, what you and I call scholastic philosophy is, I think, only a German philosophy. Now, after the contribution it can made to the present day, it seems to me first that this scholastic or genuine philosophy can teach our contemporaries to think as men, not to behave in the realm of thought in the manner of clever animals. I mean, through affective reaction to stimuli and through mere adjustment to the environment. And second, scholastic philosophy may awaken in the mind love for wisdom. And third, above all, it can develop a Christian philosophy able to answer the modern problems.
Well, the boys here have been curious about Cardinal Siwa. He has been said to have made the statement that in another generation, France would again be the eldest daughter of the Church. What could he have meant by that, and what do you think about that problem?
I don't remember these words ascribed to Cardinal Siwa. As far as I remember, I think that Pius XI said something like that about the kings of France. Now I'm neither a cardinal nor a pope, and I would not like to make any prophecy. I would only say that there is in French Catholics a powerful apostolic and evangelic activity, a great missionary effort to spread the Christian leaven everywhere, and a sense of responsibility with respect to the non-Christian people. All that can ground a very great hope, but I think that the result is only in the hands of God.